Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is for us to gather this Sunday as we worship the Lord together, as we listen to the Word of God. My prayer is you will be blessed. Let's begin. Do you know your purpose? Do you know what is the purpose of your life? Why is that important? Knowing the purpose of your life will help you set a direction, will help you prioritize, will help you examine your life. It will help you make choices. But the truth is, many people don't really know the purpose of their existence. It's like a sailboat in the middle of the ocean. No direction. They just go with the flow. For some people, they've not thought about it. For some people, they will invent their own purpose. What's the problem? The problem is this. Purpose determines your action, your behavior, your priorities. Let me give you an example of the importance of knowing purpose. There was a mother with three wonderful sons. They became very, very successful. On the birthday of their mom, they decided to surprise their mom with wonderful gifts. The first one gave the mom a wonderful Mercedes-Benz. The second son gave the mother a yacht. The third son gave the mother an amazing bird that can recite 100 Bible verses, that can sing 100 songs. 1 week later, they were having dinner together. They were trying to find out which gift the mother would appreciate the most. So they were trying to ask questions. The mom said, "The car is wonderful, but you know, I have many cars. The yacht, it's great, but at my age, how often will I use the yacht? My favorite is the bird. It tasted so good. I love it." What was the problem? The mother did not know that the purpose of the bird is to entertain her for the rest of her life. Because the bird can sing. The bird can memorize verses. What's the point? The point is, if you do not know the purpose of your life, many times you will not maximize the reason of your existence. And worst of all, you can misuse your own life. Just like what happened to the bird. The mother cooked it. She missed out on what the bird could have done for her life. So how do you know your purpose? You will know your purpose if you ask the designer. And I'm very happy to tell you, today, as we read Psalm chapter 67, God tells us His heart, God tells us His purpose, and God tells us how you and I can participate in His purpose for your life. Psalm 67, let's begin reading. God be gracious to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth. Let the people praise you. Let the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear Him. Wonderful seven verses that tells us the heart of God, His purpose for you, and how we can participate. Let's begin. Psalm 67 has the following major outline. The first part deals with God's blessing. God's purpose is for us to experience His blessing. God wants to bless us. The second part of Psalm 67 is to tell us the purpose of the blessing. And the purpose of the blessing is not just for us. It is to bless others. And the last part of Psalm 67 is to tell us that this blessing is not just for us, it is not just for others, it is for the entire world, so that the whole world will be able to bless God, to worship God. So my friend, what is God's purpose for your life, for my life? This month is our mission month. It is also our anniversary month. I praise God for the timing, because I want to remind us what is God's purpose for us. What is God's purpose for CCF? Can I ask you, what is God's purpose for us? God's purpose for us is to honor God and make Christ committed followers. Who will make Christ committed followers? What is God's purpose? For us to glorify Him, to honor Him. And how do we honor Him? To make Christ committed followers. Who will make Christ committed followers? In other words, when we teach people not just about Jesus, but to get them to know Jesus intimately so that they become followers of Jesus, they will experience God's purpose for their lives, which is to honor Him, to glorify Him. Our title for today's message, as we launch our mission month, is Blessed to Bless. Psalm 67 tells us the heart of God, His purpose, to bless us so that we become a blessing. Blessed to bless. It begins by saying, God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah. The word Selah means think about it. Think about this prayer. This is a very biblical prayer. It's written in the book of Psalms to guide us to know the heart of God. It begins by saying, God be gracious to us. All of our blessing begins with God's grace. We don't deserve it. Grace means what? Something we don't deserve. We cannot earn God's blessing. It's from Him. Next, He asks for blessing. God bless us. Wow, grace, something we don't deserve. And now, Lord, You bless us. Then He added something. Cause Your face to shine upon us. What does that mean? It's a prayer of intimacy. This prayer, cause Your face to shine upon us, is very biblical. It was taught by God to Moses to pray this prayer. And this is found in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 to 26. Let's read this together. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall say to them, the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. What is the idea of this prayer? This is a prayer for God's favor. It's a prayer for God's smiling face. When my children were growing up, they will usually glance at me, look at me, and then I'll smile back. When I smile back, they're very happy. They know I'm happy. This prayer is something like that. Make Your face to shine upon us. What God is saying, I want you to seek ways that will please me. Make your face shine, smile upon us. How is this word used? How did Moses understand this? Moses prayed this same idea of being intimate with God, experiencing God's presence. Because that prayer, make your face shine upon us, has the idea of God's presence, God's favor. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 13 to 15, this is what the Bible says. Now therefore I pray, if I found favor in your sight, this is now Moses praying to the Lord, let me know your ways that I may know you. You see, he wanted intimacy with God. For what purpose? So that I may find favor. Notice the word favor in your sight. He wanted to please God. And then the Lord replied, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. I love this phrase, my presence. God is saying, I myself shall go with you, and I will give you rest. The idea of that prayer, make your face shine upon us, is really invoking God's blessing, God's favor, God's intimacy. In Psalm chapter 4, look at how that phrase is used. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. Notice that expression. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than their grain and new wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So what's the meaning of that prayer? It is asking for God's blessing, and God's blessing is His presence. It's His intimacy. The Bible says, you will be the one to put gladness in my heart. The Bible is very clear. Our joy comes from the presence of God, intimacy with the Lord. And then our security comes. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So the first thing I'd like you to realize is God's purpose for you and for me is for us to experience His blessing. And His blessing is by grace. And His blessing is really Himself, so that you will experience His intimacy. And the purpose of that prayer is for us to live a life that's pleasing to God. You and I want to see the smile of God in our lives. My concern is many of us would like to be man pleasers. You like to make others happy. But can I tell you something? What is the use if the world is happy, but God is not happy with your life? What's the use if you focus on pleasing everybody, but you don't focus on pleasing God? So this prayer is important. The objective is to smile, to see the smile of God's face, to please Him. So God wants to bless you. And He's saying, this is the blessing I want you to have. Next, notice, what is the purpose of the blessing? He says that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. The purpose of blessing is not just for us. It is to bless others. That your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among, notice, all nations. This is something we need to understand. When God blesses us, He wants us to bless others. How do we bless others? The greatest blessing is God Himself. Help others come to know Him. That your way may be known on the earth. How do you bless people? Teach them who God is. Teach them His way. Notice, your salvation among all the nations. The greatest blessing is really the gospel, the salvation of God. Notice the circle of blessing, God's purpose. You must understand is for you to encounter His blessing. He wants to bless you. What can you learn about God? His blessing is not just for us. It's to bless others. Not just others. His blessing is for the whole world, that they will know Him. I want you to see the heart of God. It is very important that during Mission Month and during our anniversary month, we become God-centered, not man-centered. Look at the heart of God as early as the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Let's read this together. God made a promise to Abraham. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. The one who curses you, I will curse. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. This is the promise that God made to Abraham. God, on His own initiative, nobody forced God. On His own initiative, God made this amazing promise. You need to understand the heart of God. Seven promises that God made. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. The one who curses you, I will curse. And the last, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. How in the world will this happen? In Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. The Bible tells us this is the gospel message announced as early as the book of Genesis. Why do I say that? Let's look at its fulfillment. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. The word justify the Gentiles by faith means to declare them not guilty. This is a word of salvation. To declare you not guilty by faith. Preach the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying all the nations will be blessed in you. You see, the gospel message was preached with that simple term. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And how is that gospel message preached? In order that in Christ Jesus, the focus is the descendant of Abraham, Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The gospel message is part and parcel of God's plan. God wanted to use Abraham. God is saying, I'm going to bless you. But Abraham, that blessing is not just for you. You are going to bless others. And how do we bless others? Through Jesus Christ. When we make known the salvation of God. Notice how this is expanded by Jesus Himself. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 28, this is our foundational verse. This is why CCF exists. Remember? God tells us, all authority has been given to us in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I just want to emphasize this particular phrase. Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. Why are we to teach them? Because our purpose is to make disciples. Go therefore and make disciples. How do you make disciples? You make disciples when you teach them. Teach them to observe all that I commanded you. What God is saying is this. If you remember Psalm 67, He talks about that your way may be known. Your way. How will people know the ways of the Lord? How will people know the salvation of God? You got to teach them. And that's our mission. To connect them to Jesus so they will know Jesus. they'll become his followers. For what purpose? Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. You notice what's God's purpose? Ultimately, God's purpose is not just to bless us. His purpose is not just for us to bless others, but to bless others with the most important blessing, which is the knowledge of God, knowing the salvation of God. For what purpose? So that the people will praise you. Do you notice? Praise you. It is God-centered. Everything we do is to honor God. He repeats, let all the peoples praise you. Friends, somebody once shared this with me. You cannot pass on what you don't have. If we ourselves are not praising God, if we are not excited about the Lord, how can we help others get excited about the Lord? So this purpose of God has a lot of deep implications. We are blessed, but not just for ourselves. We are to bless others. Give them the greatest blessing, the knowledge of God, how to follow Him, His salvation. Why? So that they will in turn experience the joy of worshiping God, praising God. The greatest stumbling block to sharing the gospel, can you guess what it is? Christians. Many times, we don't live out how to really live the Christian life. For example, John Stott said the following, the greatest hindrance to evangelism in the world today is the failure of the church to supply evidence in her own life and work of the saving power of God. Somebody once said, the greatest attraction for Jesus, can you guess what it is? The lives of Christians. We are the greatest attraction, but also the biggest stumbling blocks. Guess what? Christians also. In other words, how we live our lives speaks volume. Do we attract people to Jesus? When they look at us, do they see our joy? Can they see Christ in us? Or is it the other way around? People will be surprised and they say, is that guy a Christian? So the question is this. Are we a blessing? Do we bring people to Jesus? That's God's purpose. It will guide in the way you make choices. How will this impact your life? For me, I ask myself, everything I'm doing, will this bring glory to the Lord? I look at my family life. Is my family life bringing glory to God? The way I speak, the way I treat my children, will it point them? Will it bring glory to God? When you conduct your business, when we run our business, will it bring glory to God? Will others be attracted to Jesus? This is very important. The purpose of life is to bring glory and honor to the Lord. We cannot experience God's full blessing if we isolate ourselves from His people. His blessing will not go from us to the nations unless we are strong as a church. What is he talking about? He's talking about the power of God's people understanding His purpose. If you notice that prayer, it's all about plural. God bless us. Make your face shine upon us. Let the world know. It's all plural. Can I tell you why? Because the church is God's invention. God invented His church, the body of Christ, His people, so that we will act collectively in bringing honor and glory to the Lord. Beware of being a lone ranger Christian. A lone ranger Christian is somebody who does not know the importance of accountability, the importance of living with other Christians, the importance of serving together. Why? Because they are self-sufficient. I've noticed there are certain Christians, they are not being discipled properly. They like to be loners. They think, me and Jesus is enough. I don't need the church. I don't need to be committed to a group of believers. On the contrary, if you look at the early church, what do you notice? The early church understood communal life. Notice what they do. Day by day, with one mind, they gathered in the temple, the big group, breaking bread from house to house, small group, accountability. They were taking their meals together, notice, together, with gladness, in sincerity of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, experiencing the joy of the Lord together. My prayer is that you will be committed to the mission of Christ and to the mission of CCF, because we are partners. I have learned to appreciate the body of Christ. I have learned to appreciate CCF, because it is God's calling for us to work together, not alone, to fulfill His mission. Let me ask you a question. Are you committed to the mission of Christ? Are you committed to be partners with CCF to fulfill God's mission? I want you to hear a story of one of our members. His name is Mark and Luli. How they understood we are blessed to bless others. Mark lost his job, but he did not despair. He did not get discouraged. Why? His joy is in the Lord. He did not leave the community of believers. They were together. They served God together. Let's listen to his story.
We were one of the witnesses na ginamit ni God, how He transformed lives, families, diba? From small group to families, then naging church. Amazing, amazing yung ano yun.
Doon talaga namin nakita yung amazing power ni God sa discipleship. Yung hindi yung pagdami ng tao, yung the way you see them, ano, nag-transform talaga yung families na. Dati ganito yung mag-asawa, pero
very life-changing yung experience namin sa Dubai. We continue to pray. We ask for God's provision kasi hindi rin madaling mag-stay sa UAE, lalo sa Dubai, very expensive city. Yung mga story na nadidelay ang sweldo pag sa UAE, totoo yun. Kapag hindi okay yung business, you'll receive your salary either late, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months bago dumating. Talagang minood niya kami na maging prayerful, talagang mag-seek, kasi talagang parang no way for us na magstay ng matagal pa sa Dubai. And by God's grace, He answered our prayers. October of 2017, I was able to land a job. Binigyan ni God yung work, then sunod niyang binigay ulit is yung binigyan din kami ng opportunity to serve in the ministry alongside with the RCC at Abu Dhabi family.
They are starting church din. Binigay how to do discipleship, how to start a CCF satellite. So, pang-start na naman.
Starter. Naramdaman namin yung kanilang desire and eagerness for them to also be able to start a CCF church in UK at kasi nga in London. Nakita rin namin na they are so willing to submit to ano yung magiging plans.
Lord, if it's possible, can you please allow us na i-transfer mo kami dito so we can help them na ma-experience nila yung ma-experience namin.
It's not a matter of better opportunity.
Parang
hindi rin talaga siya yung greener pasture na, oh, if you move to another country, ano, dapat malaki sweldo mo. Honestly, hindi talaga. Alam namin dito kami pinapupunta ni God. Oh. It's more on, yung ano siya, mission. Glory to God talaga.
Amazed yan. Amazed pa rin
kami. And we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we are this year waiting expectantly kay Lord kung anong pag-agawa niya sa amin.
Praise God for Mark and Luli for reminding us as we experience the joy of the Lord, as we experience the sufficiency of God, He will be the one to bless us. He'll be the one to help us become blessings. Remember, blessing is for the purpose of blessing others. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth. Selah. This verse tells us one of the reasons why we should be joyful. The gospel includes the second coming of Jesus. That is the good news. That Jesus came the first time as Savior. He's going to come the second time as judge. And this truth is part of the good news. And the Bible tells us, let the nations be glad and sing. Why? For He is coming. You will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations. He's talking about Jesus coming as the King of Kings, as the judge. Some people will not be happy when Jesus comes again. Why? Because they don't know Him. Some of us will be very joyful. Why should you be happy? The Bible reminds us, when Jesus comes again, this is what's going to happen. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. He's going to reign. He will judge the peoples with equity. Underline the word equity. Today, people are complaining, no justice, graft and corruption. Criminals, get away with it. I have good news for you. There will be a day of justice. That's why verse 11 tells us, let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. Why? Before the Lord, He is coming, the second coming. He is coming to judge. He came the first time as Savior. He's going to come the second time as judge. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness. God is going to be the righteous judge. My question to you is this. Are you excited for His second coming? The truth is, some of us will not be excited. Can I tell you why? The Bible describes two groups of people. One, they're excited about His coming. Second, they are not. Why? It has to do with the gospel message. What do I mean? Let's find out the first group, those who are not happy. In Revelation chapter 20, the Bible describes the last judgment. When Jesus comes again, He's going to judge. This is the final judgment. Verse 11, a great white throne and Him who sat upon it. Notice, whose presence, earth and heaven fled away. No place was found for them. These are people who are not ready to meet the Lord as judge. Why? Because when they were still alive on earth, they made fun of Jesus, they mocked Jesus, they never took Him seriously. And the Bible says they wanted to run away from judgment, but they could not run away. Verse 12, I saw the dead, the great and the small, famous people, not famous people, rich people, not rich people, all kinds of people standing before the throne. Books were open. Do you notice plural? Books were open. Another book was open, the book of life. You have two books, the regular books and the book of life. And the dead were judged, which were written in the books according to their deeds. You know, many people tell me they want justice. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God is just, and you will get justice on Judgment Day. For me, on Judgment Day, I don't seek justice. I seek mercy. I seek grace. But God will give everybody justice. Everybody will be judged fairly based on their deeds. And what's the sad news? Death and Hades, the word Hades, is another Greek word for the place of the dead. Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Death and Hades were thrown in the lake of fire, which is the second death. The Bible tells us the lake of fire, hell, is future tense. When you die today, you are in a place called Hades, the place of the dead. But the day will come when this place will be sent to hell on Judgment Day. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. If I don't know Jesus, if I don't have the assurance of forgiveness, honestly, I will not be happy. So the purpose of mission is to share with people so that they'll be ready to meet the Lord. And those who are ready, the Bible tells us, rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. You can be joyful. You know why? Because you are sure. So two kinds of people. Those who are ready, they'll be joyful. And those who are not. Do you know who's going to be the judge? I have good news for you. According to the Bible, the judge will be none other than Jesus. And that's why you can be joyful. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead. Referring to Christ Jesus, God has appointed Jesus to judge the living and the dead. In John chapter 5, Jesus tells us, all judgment has been given to him. Jesus is our judge. And the Bible tells us, notice, Jesus is going to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. And that's why the gospel, our mission, what is God's purpose for us? To bless us, to bless others, so that they will hear the gospel. That's our mission. That's God's mission for us. To prepare people so that they can meet the Lord with joy. Let us close with Psalm 67. It repeats, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Notice the repetition. Let them worship you. Let them praise you. Because the gospel is God-centered, not man-centered. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. When God blesses us, it is not just spiritual blessing. It's physical blessing. When God will bless us and we and the world comes to know Him, even planet Earth will be transformed. It will be blessed. But I want to remind you, God blesses us not just spiritually but materially. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear Him. Notice, the ultimate objective of mission is worship, that all the ends of the earth may fear Him. But notice how personal this message is. God, our God, Notice, very personal. God is our God. We belong to a community of God's people. My God is your God, our God. And what will He do? God's going to use us. God will bless us. For what purpose? That all the ends, notice it's global in scope, not just the Philippines. And that's why we have this program called Go Viral. We are going to be intentional. Today, God has expanded our influence. While there's COVID-19 lockdown, but God's word is not locked down. The ministry is unleashed. Why? It's global. That all the ends of the earth may fear Him. And we will describe some more the next few Sundays about Go Viral. This is one of our initiatives that God wants us to train our people how to bring this blessing to the rest of the world. Mission is the means. Worship is the ultimate goal, that the world will fear Him, will reverence Him, will worship Him. Do you realize that is what the Bible is saying? Our mission is the means. Worship is the ultimate goal. Our problem is we are man-centered. We make the gospel centered on man. We talk about God dying for us. We talk about God forgiving us. It's all about man-centeredness. While that is true, it is only partly true. God died for us. God forgave our sins. But there's a higher purpose, that we will be with Him. But not just with Him. So that we will honor Him, we will glorify Him, we will know Him and worship Him. For example, Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 tells us, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You have two options. You can either acknowledge Jesus right now, wherever you are, as your Lord. Every knee will bow. Sooner or later, every knee, regardless of your religion, every knee will bow down. Today, you have a choice. Bow down now or bow down someday. I suggest today is the time to surrender your life to Him, because it's going to impact your eternity. And the Bible tells us, confess with your tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. Two kinds of people. Jesus Christ is your Lord today. And those who don't know Jesus. Perhaps you know about Him, but Jesus is not your Lord. Perhaps you have been with CCF for some time. You heard about Jesus. But you have never really bowed down before Him and surrendered your life. And you have never really confessed Him publicly that He's your Lord, He's your Master. Your life does not reflect the Lordship of Jesus. Your schedule, the way you spend your money, the way you spend your time, what you do with your life, does not reflect His purpose. And the reason is perhaps you have not been discipled, or perhaps He is not your Lord. You don't take His purpose for your life seriously. But I'm going to tell you something. For us, for me, it's a privilege to be part of God's amazing purpose. Do you realize God does not need us, but He's giving us the opportunity to partner with Him? What a privilege that God has blessed us so that we will bless others, so that we can bless the whole world with the message of salvation, so that they will worship Him. And that, my friend, will be fulfilled. You see that in the book of Revelation chapter 7. It will happen with or without your participation. Because God's sovereign will God's purpose, God's power is at work today. I want to be part of God's mission and God's purpose. And I pray that this month you will sign up, be part, be committed to the purpose and vision of CCF. We are offering you a way to respond, and you will learn more about this. After these things, I looked, behold, a great multitude, which no one could count. You notice, you cannot count. From every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and tongues. In other words, this will be fulfilled. God's heart, God's mission will be accomplished someday, with or without your participation. I am encouraging all of us to join God's amazing purpose. It's a privilege. At the same time, it will bring you great pleasure. The Bible tells us they will stand before God, they will worship Him. Notice, they will stand before the throne, before the Lamb, Jesus Christ, clothed in white robes, palm branches were in their hands, and they cry out with a loud voice, worshiping God, salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. You will notice something. God made us for worship. Either we worship creation or we worship the Creator. Either we worship material things or we worship the Lord. Someday, the Bible is very clear, all of us will bow down before Him and worship Him. Can I tell you, on that day, why you will automatically, those of you who belong to Him, you will want to worship Him. Do you have that experience where when you see God's creation, the moon, the stars, the sunset, the sunrise, the mountains, you say, wow, you are so old. Why? Because of God's creation. How much more someday when you stand before God, the Creator, how much more will you be enthralled? Will you be awed? Will you be amazed at the perfection of His beauty, the perfection of His character? You will surely want to bow down and worship Him. You see, the goal of missions, according to John Piper, is the gladness of the peoples in the greatness of God. To be effective, you must experience your gladness in the Lord. If I don't possess joy in the Lord, if I don't have intimacy with Christ, it's hard for me to share with others. Let me close with this wonderful true story of a guy by the name of Robert Reed. Robert Reed was a man that you will never expect to be used by God mightily. Let me tell you why. Robert Reed, if you see his hands, it's twisted. If you see his feet, it's twisted. He cannot walk. He cannot brush his own teeth. He cannot eat on his own. He cannot take a shower on his own. Why? Robert Reed has cerebral palsy. But he did not allow his limitations to stop him from participating with God's purpose and mission for his life. He was able to finish high school. Not only did he finish high school, he finished college. He became a teacher. Now, mind you, he would have difficulty speaking in one complete sentence. Why? Cerebral palsy. And yet, he developed himself to become a missionary. He went to Lisbon. What did he do there? To learn the language. What will he do daily? He goes to a park to distribute the gospel tracts. He met somebody, a restaurant owner, who would provide food for him every day. He learned Portuguese. In 6 years' time, he led 70 people to Jesus. And one of them was a girl by the name of Rosa, who became his wife. And if you ask him to speak, you will never hear him say, "I feel sorry for myself." Why? Robert Reed is a man full of joy. You know what he said? "I have everything I need for joy." And my friends, this is something that we all need to learn. God's blessing, no matter what it is for us to experience Him, the greatest blessing, so we can share this with others, so they will experience Him. And the greatest blessing we can give to others is to share the gospel, let them know Jesus. The biggest challenge is ourselves. If you don't find joy in the Lord, if you have not experienced the fullness of joy, the satisfaction of who God is, why will you want to share this with others? And what's the problem? The problem is never God. The problem is us. Our challenge is there are many substitutes. There are many counterfeits. What do I mean? You have heard of this expression, idol ko ito, this is my idol. This celebrity, this athlete, he's my idol. The Bible tells us that is dangerous because there should only be one person that is our idol. That is God Himself. And what are the substitutes? Many times, money, relationships, positions, career. We think this is what's going to make us happy. We are full of substitutes. But the truth is this, only Jesus can satisfy us. And until you realize you and I can be guilty of idolatry, until we set it aside, you will never experience the fullness of the joy of God. Why? Because there are many competitions, many distractions. So my question to you today is this. Is Jesus your number one? Do you find your satisfaction in Jesus? If not, I'd like to help you. Is it possible that what you have is religion, but no relationship with Jesus? Or is it possible you may have relationship with Jesus, but somehow you have been sidetracked? Busyness, substitutes, activities, materialism, career, relationships. Well, today, I want you to come before God. Be honest. Because God wants you to be ready. God wants you to experience His joy. And above all, to share this joy with others. But you cannot do it effectively if you yourself are not experiencing the joy of the Lord. If that's your desire, to experience all that God has in mind for you, I'd like you to surrender your life, to tell Jesus, "Lord, you be my Lord and my Master." Surrender your plans, your ambitions, your substitute. Be honest with Him. Let's pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my need. Lord, I want to be honest. I don't always find my full joy, my satisfaction in You. Many times, I depend on people. I depend on material things. I depend on circumstances for my joy. Lord, I want to surrender all of this. To surrender my idolatry. To surrender my counterfeit gods. To surrender my counterfeit joy. Lord, I want to stop deceiving myself and surrender everything to You. Jesus, I ask You to come into my heart. Change my heart. I accept Your gift of forgiveness. I accept Your gift of eternal life. And above all, Lord, I come to You. I crown you. I submit to you as my King and my Lord. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If this has been a blessing to you, kindly click on the space provided below. We like to hear from you. We like to know more about you. And especially, if you like to participate in our Go Viral program, if you like to be trained, let us know. God bless you. Here are some suggested discussion questions, and you can add. I hope you will discuss this with your family members, your friends, your small groups. Where do you find your joy and satisfaction? How will you find it in the Lord? If God's purpose in blessing us is for us to bless others by making Him known, how do you plan to do it? How can you improve in your worship of God? May you have a blessed Sunday. May you have a blessed time discussing this with your group, with your family members.
Thanks for watching. We would like to invite you to be a Christ-committed follower by being part of the movement as we honor God and obey His great commission. To find out if there's a CCF satellite near you, log on to www.ccf.org.ph/satellites. We also want to encourage you to join a small discipleship group where you can deepen your knowledge and love for Jesus and others. To sign up, log on to www.ccf.org.ph/discipleship group. All of CCF's video resources are available free of charge and are constantly being improved by our team. Would you consider supporting CCF through prayer and giving so more people can be blessed? You can give securely through our website at www.ccf.org.ph/give. For more videos like this, please subscribe to our channel. Thanks and God bless.